Some Smithsonian items reveal a piece of world history. One of these is a diamond diadem, or crown. Napoleon gave the crown to his bride, Marie-Louise, on their marriage. He ruled France in the early 19th century. This object evokes the wealth and power of the notable military leader who was crowned emperor and tried to extend his rule to all of Europe. He lost his dream of expansion at the Battle of Waterloo. Caption: This diadem has been restored to look as it did when it was first made about 150 years ago. There are more than 950 diamonds on it. Caption: The fob of this unique watch is inscribed, "With love from his father, Old Grizzly." Some Smithsonian pieces recall a certain time in the nation's history. The gold pocket watch and fob, or chain, that a Kansas man, A.W. Callan, gave to his children in 1886 is one such piece. There are gold nuggets on the watch and fob. They came from Callan's Colorado gold mine. Looking at the watch, you can feel the gold fever that struck the world in 1848 when gold was discovered at Sutter's Mill in California. The California Gold Rush brought prospectors from around the world to pan for gold. Anyone could strike it rich. Some pieces contain a bit of family history. In 1836, Mary Stevens received a collection of seed pearl jewelry. It was her 18th birthday. For more than 100 years, the heirloom passed on to each daughter as she turned 18. But the Smithsonian Gem Collection isn't just about fancy jewelry. You can also learn about gems, meteorites, and geology. You can even see diamond crystals that came from a meteorite. Do you want to look at famous jewels, or would you rather learn about the atoms of a crystal? Either way, there's something for you in the Gem Collection at the National Museum of Natural History.